tornado destruction in the plains. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Multiple tornadoes slammed parts of Nebraska.
One of these tornadoes traveling for well over nearly 100 miles from Lincoln, Nebraska on north and including areas like Omaha, crisscrossing state lines and pushing into Iowa.
Fox meteorologist Kiana Lewis with Fox Weather says that that twister cut that long path, and there was one that hit northwest of Omaha that destroyed homes and other structures. Omaha's fire chief says that crews responded to the hardest hit areas and have been searching for people who might be trapped. Pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University say they're at an impasse with administrators and won't clear their encampment.
Our movement here, when they tried to clear it last week, we prevailed. If they want to once again bring NYPD or any law enforcement, we will prevail.
Protest spokesperson Mahmoud Khalil. And some Jewish students say the protests at college campuses have veered into anti-Semitism and have made them afraid to set foot on campus. Former President Trump says he's ready to debate President Biden.
We're willing to do it Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night on national television. We're ready. Just tell me where.
Reacting to the president revealing on the Howard Stern show, he's happy to debate him, reiterating claims charges are an attack on his campaign.
There's no case whatsoever. It's a disgrace.
The former president has pleaded not guilty to charges of falsifying records to cover up payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. The prosecution calling his former executive assistant, Rona Graff, and Michael Cohen's banker, Gary Farrow, asking about payments he allegedly orchestrated to Daniels. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the Wall Street Journal reports U.S. intelligence agencies have determined that Russian President Putin likely did not order the death of Alexei Navalny. America's listening to Fox News.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken wraps up his trip to China, where he met with the country's president.
A meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping capped 3 days in China for Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Top Chinese officials warned of a downward spiral in the relationship between the world's two largest economies. Blinken brought his own warnings about China's relationship with another country. Blinken says China's government is a top supplier of the tools and materials Russia uses to make rocket propellants and other weapons. A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry said it was hypocritical and highly irresponsible for the U.S. to criticize Chinese trade with Russia, especially as President Biden signed billions in additional aid for Ukraine. Also, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced his own trip to China next month.
Fox's Rich Edson. Tennessee's governor signs bills allowing teachers to carry guns at school. Last year's deadly mass shooting at a private elementary school in Nashville sparked the new laws, which take effect immediately. A proposed ban on menthol cigarettes is on hold again.
A statement from Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says the agency will need significantly more time to make a decision on banning menthol cigarettes. Becerra says it's clear there are still more conversations to have. The rule was championed by anti-smoking advocates but posed potential backlash from black voters. According to the FDA, about 11% of adults smoke, evenly divided between white and black Americans. But about 80% of black smokers smoke menthol, which the FDA says masks the harshness of smoking and makes it harder to quit. Flavored cigarettes have been banned in the U.S. since 2009, with the exception of menthol. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Big tech stocks rallied Friday, boosting indexes across the board. The Dow rose 154 points. The tech-heavy Nasdaq jumped 316, or 2%. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.